Quick Tread Torah of the Week. This week's Parsha, Parsha Shemini, relates the incident where Nadav and Avihu brought a foreign fire sacrifice they were not asked to bring, and they suddenly died. Aaron was grief-stricken, and Moshe explained to him that he was told by Hashem that he would be sanctified by those very close to Hashem, and clearly that was Nadav and Avihu. Then the Pasuk says, Vayidaim Aaron, that Aaron was silent. So there is a Medrash Pliya, a compilation of enigmatic statements in the Medrash, on this verse. The Medrash says, Aaron was silent, but what should have he said? Answers the Medrash, he should have quoted the verse, and on the eighth day he shall be circumcised. Many commentaries wonder, what is the meaning of this Medrash? Why would Aaron quote that verse at such a time? So Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz and Ya'aris Tavash says, that why is the bris done on the eighth day? Says the Gemara Nida, so that there should not be a scenario where everyone is rejoicing, but the parents are sad. That since after giving birth to a boy, the husband and wife need to separate for 7 days, we wait until the eighth day, when everyone can be in a happy frame of mind equally. So this is what Aaron could have said, that why am I made to be sad when everyone else is rejoicing? But since he remained silent and didn't complain, Hashem rewarded him with directing the next section of the Torah to him. The Yeshuas Malkoi, Rabbi Yeshua Mikutna, explains the Medrash by way of the story of Turnus Rufus and Rabbi Akiva. Turnus Rufus wanted to know why Hashem requires circumcision and doesn't just create men already circumcised. But he decided to go about the question by way of a trap. So he asked Rabbi Akiva, what is greater, the work of man or the work of God? Replied Rabbi Akiva, the work of man. How can you say that? Asked Turnus Rufus. So Rabbi Akiva took him to a wheat field. Who made that? He asked. God, replied Turnus Rufus. Then he took him to a bakery filled with delicious pastries. Who made that? Asked Rabbi Akiva. Man, replied Turnus Rufus. Then he took him to a field filled with flax growing. Who made that? He asked. God, replied Turnus Rufus. Then he took him to a tailor with fine suits. Who made that? He asked. Man, replied Turnus Rufus. So you see, said Rabbi Akiva, the work of man is greater. Hashem created an incomplete world, and he wants us to complete it. Likewise with the human body. He made it incomplete, and he wants us to complete it with the bris milah. So this is what Aaron could have said. Just like a bris is a sign that we need to add from our own efforts, then that is what Nadav and Avihu added, a fire of their own. They took a lesson from the bris milah and did nothing wrong. However, as the Yeshuas Malkoi, Nadav and Avihu made a mistake, because the day the Mishkan was consecrated was like the days when the world was being created. And just like when the world was created, it was purely by God, without any input from down below, so too by the consecration of the Mishkan, the heavenly fire that came down did not require any human addition to it. The takeaway for us is to always realize that now we are in a world that does require our participation. That in all the worldly things that we do, we need to do what we can to elevate it to something of holiness. The food we eat, we make a bracha on, and have in mind that it's to strengthen us so that we could do more mitzvahs. We earn a living so that we can give tzedakah and help our fellow man. And if we do that, then we will once again merit to see God's fire in the third base of Mikdash speedily. Amen. Have a good Shabbos.